Obesity, STDs, tobacco, drug, and alcohol use are some of the major concerns for Indiana youth. And if kids need health care in this difficult economy, it's becoming harder to pay for it, especially if they don't have insurance. According to a 2008 U.S. Census Bureau report, about 8% of kids in Indiana don't have health insurance. This number could grow as parents lose their jobs.
My mom had lost her job, and we only had a month of health care left. And after that, she had to file for unemployment. Well, I finally, after a while, got my health care, and she still has to pay a premium for it, and she can't even get health care.
That's Sam Maitland, a junior at Plainfield High School. She isn't concerned about a specific health problem, but she is worried about her access to health care. Stephanie Woodcox, the Indiana State Department of Health's Adolescent Health Coordinator, says one of the biggest health barriers for kids is access to health insurance. Typically, kids get their health insurance through a parent or guardian.
We know that sometimes with the economy, things fluctuate, and somebody's health insurance status from month to month can change, especially if they lose their job or change employment. There might be a lapse in the coverage for the adolescent.
Chelsea Ratlett, also a junior at Plainfield High School, has seen firsthand how costly health care and insurance can be in a down economy.
A year ago it was, my dad lost his job, and around the same time he lost his job, his appendix decided it wanted to burst. So we had no insurance, and we had to get on something that's called Cobra insurance, and it cost a ton of money a month. Like, I think it cost up to like $500 a month. So that's how it affected us, because we weren't able to get health care at the time other than extremely expensive kind.
Woodcox says that more time and resources should be spent on kids and adolescents to make them healthy and to keep them that way. But access to care is only the first step. She says that kids need to feel comfortable in a healthcare setting so that they will be honest and ask questions about their health.
Another issue that really is of interest and unique to adolescents is confidentiality. And specifically, if an adolescent does want to seek out health care, they may be a little hesitant to do so because they don't want their parents to find out about it. So specifically when you're talking about reproductive health care or, you know, receiving birth control or things of that nature, they may be hesitant to seek out those services even though they feel they need them because they're afraid that their parents might find out or not approve of the behaviors that they're engaging in.
While adults may fret about healthcare coverage, it's important to remember that youth have their own concerns too. Access and privacy are necessary to ensure they receive the care they need at this sensitive time of their lives. For Y Press, I'm Priya Mirmira.